أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه من سن بسنة يوم الدين. I think we are late today for the topics of the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Postpone it for tomorrow inshallah تعالى. But let me ask the brother which inshallah تعالى again we repeat this again. We said this class before about the condolences or any ceremony after the death. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in authentic hadith, it's mentioned in Imam Ahmad wa Tirmizi wa Abu Dawood and all these scholars for al-hadith, قال لا عزاء إلا في ثلاث. لا عزاء إلا في ثلاث. There is no any condolences except in three days. That means the woman or a man lost his father or his son, or a man lost his wife, father, mother, grandfather, his son, his daughter. No condolences except in 3 days. What does that mean, condolences? So that you go and you visit this family and actually you just give them a good word, so and so. If we have some scholar for 3 days or imam, you can call him to give us advice about the death, about the condolences, about anything inshallah ta'ala, for that to remind us about ad-darul akhirah, the hereafter, to remind us about the fitna in this life. That's fine inshallah ta'ala. Any day after that, there is no any permission for the Muslim to go and continue this ceremony or to gather the people for more than 3 days. Other way, the ulama consider it bid'ah is mustahdasa, because in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the four khalifa and the opinion of the four imam of Ahlul Sunnah, all of them, none of them say it's more than 3 days, except if the woman, brother Shawkat, lost her husband. Allah says in the Quran 4 months and 10 days. What does that mean? She has to stay in that time, عِدَّةِ الْمُتَوَفِّي عَنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. The عِدَّة, the woman, meaning to stay here in her house if it's possible. Somebody support her. She's not allowed to go and dress with zina and to be engaged or someone marry her. Is not allowed all of this haram. If someone will support this woman and give her the food and she stay in her house for 4 months and 10 days, it will be perfect. Allah reward him among those who support the widow. So this is actually the only exceptions. The woman, 4 months and 10 days. But anybody else, not allowed. We know in the community, we have tradition. Every Thursday, after 40 days, after annual for so and so 1 year, every Eid, and so, we will gathering or to bring someone and sit down for the Quran. Nothing wrong if you make it, you bring somebody and recite Al-Quran and everybody listen in this, in within the 3 days, or for the woman when he lost somebody over. We are not allowed to visit the woman. Woman visit woman. But there is nothing wrong with that inshallah ta'ala, to recite some verses of Al-Quran. Nothing wrong with this, but not more than 3 days. Meaning you make it every Thursday or 40 days or 1 year, all of this the ulama consider it bid'ah, even if you gather the people for reciting Al-Quran in gathering, in congregation. But can I do, brother Shawkat, by myself, for my mother whom she passed away, for my father who passed away, for my so-and-so who passed away, to get some verses of Al-Quran and to read it, and my intention to read this Quran on behalf of my mother, my father, my wife, whatever is, who passed away before, and this is will be on the... Yes, it's accepted inshallah ta'ala as individuals. not to make a ceremony, not to bring the condolences more than 3 days, but any day, even after 10 days, 10 years, even after 20 years, you still, in order to be dutiful to your parents, your grandfather, your grandmother, your wife, she passed away, your son, whatever is, uncle, whatever is, can I read some Al-Quran on behalf of this person? Yes, there is nothing wrong, but don't make it into bring the halaqa and to make it every Eid, every 40 days. All this from the act of the disbeliever. We don't have something called annual memory, 40 days memory. There's nothing, all of this, it's acting like the kuffar. Wallahu tabarak wa ta'ala a'lam. Got it?
Yes, question. When you say that reading Quran on behalf of the dead, what do you exactly mean?
Gift.
So if you said it was a lot, like
you read this Quran and you give the reward intentionally for on behalf of that who passed away. That is recommended too. For example, my father, he passed away. Now I'm taking the Quran and it's in my niyyah, intention to read these verses. Actually, and the reward, it will go my father. Yes, the ulama accepted this.
Doesn't it, I'm just asking, doesn't it contradict the hadith where Prophet Muhammad said, إذا مات الرجل انقطع عمله إلى من ثلاث؟
نعم. The brother he remind us about the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned in Bukhari wa Muslim. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات الرجل, if the man or the woman passed away, انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. His عمل will be cut off, end, except from three. صدقة جارية. What does that mean, صدقة جارية? I know my father, he passed away, came back as Sheikh Ali to my country, and I bought sources of water in the street for those who pass by. Our country is so hot, so the people go and drink this water, and you make it cold for the people in hot. So this is sadaqa jariya. It's will, the deeds, or that this reward, it will go his good deeds, even in his grave. Sadaqa jariya. Or build a Quranic school, or anything to give the benefits. You come, for example, and you know a widow, she doesn't have money. So what did you know, sister? I know a sewing machine. You buy a sewing machine and you give it to her to work in order to get the benefit or to support her children. So all these deeds will be like in his good deeds or her good deeds in the grave. That's called sadaqa jariya. Number two.
Three.
Number, we said one? No. You have to go for number two. Two now, inshallah. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. He left behind him وَلَد. وَلَد صَالِح, it could be a boy or girl. Behind him, righteous child. يَدْعُ لَهُ. He make dua for him. Making dua, اللهم اغفر أبي وأمي وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. Make dua for them. The ulama said under this category to read Al-Quran on their behalf. This is called waladun salih, because it's a righteous child. You make it for on their behalf. Dua, qira'at al-Quran on their behalf. And then number three is what? وَعِلْمٌ نَافِعٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. And he left behind him that person, the male or female, left behind him after he died a righteous deed to give the benefits for the people, such as, again, he came and he said, I need in Masjid Manhattan to make library of Islamic book. This is ilm, right? Ilm. Or this person, is this person, that the person who passed away, he did that before he died. He opened a library, Quranic class, ilm to give the benefits with it. So understand. So he left it like a tape. He bought like a tape, or he made by his own expenses, from his own expenses, a tape, da'wah, for salah, whatever is, and he give it to the people. He make like a website in the internet. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala make this great. I need actually to mention it again. This project which we alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, by the mercy of Allah, then all of you, this is your project, it's not Sheikh Mustafa or Sheikh Ali, that's every one of you, because you are the one, you build the masjid, you are the one they created this project. So based to this, we create this website. Our ilm are so and so everywhere. Now actually it's a video stream. I just send for some brothers here the video stream actually on live. People get the benefit. 6 states, they take it actually live every Saturday. Every Saturday, live in different masajid. Every one of you sharing this project. May Allah reward the board of Masjid Manhattan. Amen. They work for this also, and they create this, alhamdulillah, and they permit it. This is a great reward, and we give the benefits. So if we die today, every one of us die, and we leave this project. We have almost like 700 classes. Every khutbah you see it here, it's in a website right away. We put it in a website. It's more than that. Allah al-Azim, Allah witness. We receive some questions, and Sheikh Ali is witness. And he knows. We receive some questions from overseas, from Africa, from somewhere, from England, from Canada. We receive questions, the people, they when they saw, and alhamdulillah, in the end, they give us like, not in the end. They say, that is the best website, we get the benefits, because most of our website, when we ask a question, they never answer. Allah is witness, like I exactly from them. And we get the benefits and everything. You have the Quran by English. You have the and tafsir of the Quran by English. Tafsir of the Quran and translation by Urdu. Tafsir of the Quran by French, by Spanish. We have all the books of hadith is there. Books of hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. All the question which you receive it, we put it in our website for the people to get the benefits from, alhamdulillah. So this is called, ya Sheikh Shawkat, ilmun nafi', knowledge to give the benefits for it. So because this is actually belong to all of you, alhamdulillah, if you die, this ilm, you leave it open in the website, and alhamdulillah, the people can get the benefits. Even some people, wallahi, they call from London, from everywhere. We need actually to come to you, actually help us to find a place to closer to the masjid. We have to answer them where they can go, and we guide them by hotel, by destinations. We answer all the Muslims to give the benefits, inshallah. So this way, it is the benefits. So that means, remember, this is that deeds is not cut off, because it still continue. Get the benefits, he got the benefit, or she got the benefits on their grave. That means the work is still running. That has to prove for you now, and you open your mind with me, the work and the good deeds is still, the meter is working for him or her. You understand? Until the day of the judgment. Could you imagine about this? The member of Masjid Manhattan, they sacrifice for this project, Sheikh Ali, and they donate for this project. So you go in your grave after you die, every single Muslim pray in this masjid, he has a reward, and you have a reward in your grave. Every single Muslim read the Quran in this masjid, he has a reward, and the brother who supported this and built this masjid, he has a grave in his. What beautiful more than that? It's a great deed, alhamdulillah. So this is actually accepted, inshallah, to make it, inshallah ta'ala. Except one thing, the ulama denied to make salah. I'm going to make 2 rak'ah for my father. I'm going to make 2 rak'ah for my mother. You don't do that at all, because as salah, it will be written for this person. Because the person, even if he cannot stand up, he could sit down and pray. If he cannot sit down, he could lay on exactly towards the Qibla, on his right side, and he pray. And he pray by ima'. Ima'i mean by his eyes to open and lower it, open and lower it like salah. And this is accepted, inshallah, by Allah, because Allah said that in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم وتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. Those who stand up to offer their prayer or from the sitting position or on their sides to pray to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and they think and they concentrate about the creation of Allah, how it's perfect, how this creation are perfect by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So my dear brothers, yes, it's allowed, but we try to as much as we could. We hear, yes, in the culture people gather every year and bring some good group of people and they sit down and recite the Quran. Do it by yourself, but don't make it like a ceremony. That's the action which is the ulama forbid it, and go for al-fatawa al-kubra for all the scholars such as Ibn al-Qayyim, Ibn Taymiyyah, and Imam al-Suyuti. And also, actually, when I go and search also in the mazhab Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Malik, I said also they deny any ceremony after 3 days for the regular person, because as I told you many times, when I teach, before I teach, I have to check the 4 schools, because I know some of us belong to one of the school. So in order to teach, I'm not extremist to anyone in madhab. All of this imam are imams. So when they give us the deal, we take it and we transfer it to the people. May Allah accept it, inshallah.
So what is the proper way, same question, proper way to go into the cemetery? Like when you go to the cover, like my father recently passed away, I go into
the cover. When you go for the, you make dua?
Yeah, like
when you, it's recommended from the Prophet ﷺ to visit the cemetery. Why? Because we have to remind ourselves, I'm going to be here tomorrow. We have to remind ourselves, تذكروا هادم اللذات. Remember the one who destroy everything. I mean finish everything. You leave your property. You leave your house. You leave your car. You leave your bank account. You leave your beloved family member. And they carry you and you leave. You work very hard to build all of that. And then you're going to leave it. Subhanallah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So after that we have to remember this. So related to this, it's recommended to go and visit. Because the problem, Brother Shawkat, here, our children, they send us to the cemetery and they never visit you again.
Yeah.
We know some people like this. Yeah. Only, and they cry. Wallahi, by the night time they open the TV and they watch the TV. Ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's hard. So after that, you visit, when you visit, what is the evidence? We need Rasulullah. We need to learn from him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he buried every person, he said, "Ud'u li'akhikum." Ud'u li'akhikum. What's mean ud'u li'akhikum?
Give dua.
Give dua to ud'u, come from dua to your brothers. To your brothers. Sit down and make dua, inshallah ta'ala. If you, some of the ulama approve you when I recite Al-Fatiha on his behalf or on her behalf, my mother, there's nothing wrong with this, it's not a bid'ah.
What he said is, I have seen people stand on the grave and read this ayah, read the Quran and stuff.
There's no anyone to bring someone to sit down and open the Quran and read it.
I'm going and asking, like when I go to visit my father's grave,
dua.
Dua. Can he read some ayah?
Dua, and he listen to you. And he hear you, or she mother, she heard you in the grave, and they see you, all the souls, because this is a life, call it Hayatul Barzakh. It's upgraded life, call it Barzakh. Their eyes became sharp, they see all the souls, they saw the angel, they saw everything. And when actually any righteous child visit them, they will be so proud, as the Prophet ﷺ recorded it in the hadith. They will be so proud. And Allah dresses them, taj, the crown, because you left a child behind you, righteous child. They will be proud in the middle of the other soul. Here's my son, come, here is so and so. So they are so proud. And when you stand up to make dua for them, you will be so happy, and the benefits and the dua will go, inshallah ta'ala, for them. May Allah forgive all our parents. May Allah enter them the Jannah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala make all of us to follow them very soon in the Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah make their graves part from Al Jannah. May Allah forgive all their sins and shower them with mercy and to be companion for them in their grave. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shower them with cool and refreshment all the time, inshallah, in their grave, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma akfil al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat, al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat, wal-muslimin wal-muslimat, al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat. اللهم ارحم والدينا كما ربيانا صغيرا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم اعف عنهما, اللهم اعف عنهما, اللهم ارحمهما. اللهم يا رب كن لهم نصيرا ومعينا. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم تجاوز عن سيئاتهم, لا تحرمنا اجرهما ولا تفتنا بعدهما, واغفر لهما لنا ولهم يا رب العالمين الحكمة بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اهدي اولادنا وأولاد المسلمين, اللهم اهدي أولادنا وأولاد المسلمين واجعلهم يا ربي قرة عين لنا. اللهم ارزقنا يا ربي شهادة قبل الموت, وارزقنا قبل الموت يا ربي شهادة لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله, جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.